Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska. We've got some good things for you, so make sure you stay tuned for the whole program. Tri-State Livestock News. They've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. They talk about ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, everything you can think of when it comes to livestock news. No need to roam for information. Just get Tri-State Livestock News. They have the latest in the information. It sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, make plans to add Medora, North Dakota to your vacation next year to visit the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And a Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. You know it is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I've got a dog's rules for Christmas. What do you have today?
I'm going to surprise you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start then. On the off chance that you've not seen this annual list of dog rules for how to behave during the holidays, there are 7 points and here we go. Be especially patient with your humans during this time. They may appear to be more stressed than usual and they will appreciate long, comforting dog leans. They may come home with large bags of things they call gifts. Do not assume that all the gifts are yours. Another rule for your dog, be tolerant that your humans put decorations on you. They seem to get some special kind of pleasure out of seeing how you look with fake antlers. They may bring a large tree into the house and set it up in a prominent place and cover it with lights and decorations. Bizarre as this may seem to you, it is an important ritual for your humans, so there are some things you need to know. Don't go potty on the tree. Don't drink water in the container that holds the tree. Mind your tail when you are near the tree. If there are packages under the tree, even ones that smell interesting or that have your name on them, don't rip them open. And don't chew on the cord that runs from the funny-looking hole in the wall to the tree. Another tip for your dogs, your humans may occasionally invite lots of strangers to come visit during this season. These parties can be lots of fun, but they also call for some discretion on your part. Not all strangers appreciate kisses and leans, and don't eat off the buffet table. Beg for goodies subtly. Be pleasant, even if unknowing strangers sit on your sofa. And don't drink out of glasses that are left within your reach. Another tip for you dogs. Likewise, your humans may take you visiting. Here, your manners will also be important. Observe all the rules, as mentioned before, about the tree that may be in other people's houses. Respect the territory of other animals that may live in the house. Tolerate children and turn on your charm, big time. And the last one for a dog's rules for Christmas. A big man with a white beard and a very loud laugh may emerge from your fireplace in the middle of the night. Don't bite him.
Good points for you dog lovers out there.
Yep, make sure you get that to your dogs so they know the rules.
I have something from Rod Nichols called Friday the 13th. Some folks are superstitious, seems, about first one thing and that. Won't walk beneath a ladder, son, and walk around that black cat. But try as hard as they might try, tain't got away, I think, from getting past or voiding it old Friday the 13th. They won't step on a crack at all or whistle in the dark. They'll never toss a hat on a bed or light 3 on 1 spark. But cross as many fingers now, from index boys to pink, there ain't no way of getting round old Friday the 13th. They put great store in rabbit feet, spill salt and toss it back. They'll never step across a grave or face a mirror cracked. But when it comes a calling, boys, it drives some folks to drink. No need to ask what day it is. It's Friday the 13th. Not exactly a Christmas type thing, but I thought we'd share that from Rod Nichols today.
Yeah, very good. His things are always good. Okay, here's a couple of trash talk by Annie. Of course, we got these from Tiana Gracie. My train of thought derailed. There were no survivors. And just remember, if we get caught, you're deaf and I don't speak English.
Folks, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, particularly if it's Christmas-related stories, we like to hear about them. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's The Good Stuff.